We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
I have a question for you this morning. Can you be Brian's romantic fail that just went down this weekend? If so, give us a call, shoot us a text, 877-971-HIT. It's a little bit of context. Brian is in a long-distance relationship with a beautiful woman by the name of Jessica. She's in Atlanta. So as you can imagine, any weekend that he goes to Atlanta, he needs to leave a lasting impression.
Like one night, I got to knock it out of the park. Just once. One for
at
two.
At least, you know? And this is Brian telling us his romantic fail earlier this week. And check it out. It was pretty bad.
We were going to have a real day of romance. We're upstairs, you know, we're getting into adult activities. And all of a sudden, I feel a tongue, like my dog's tongue, on the back of my calf. And he started licking the back of my calf.
What in the world?
And I'm not even kidding you, I didn't realize it was his tongue at first. I screamed like it was a horror. I was like, "Woo!" And she was like, "What?" And I'm like, "Leo just licked me, like way too close to stuff."
And I didn't realize it was him in the beginning.
Oh, I freaked out. And then he was like across the room, like scared. And then she was like, "Well, that kind of ruined everything, didn't it?" I'm like, "Nah, I mean, we can come back from this." And then she's like, "Look, you hurt his feelings. Now I'm in trouble." Because she thinks Leo's feelings are hurt from licking my calf while I was totally naked. And I'm like, "Get out of here."
So nothing happened after that?
No. She made me take him outside for a walk because she didn't want like our relationship being damaged because I shrieked when he licked me. I looked at him, I was like, "Why did you do that?" And also, why did I scream like that?
So can you be Brian's romantic fail, him screaming like a little biatch after his dog licked him?
I mean, it's just such an unnerving feeling. Like, you just don't know what it is. And at first, I was like, "I'm like, babe, how long are your arms? What is that on my leg?"
Your arms.
I realized it was the dog. I was like, "Man, come on, buddy."
I didn't scream like a little biatch, but I did cry like one. Which is not a big surprise.
That might ruin the moment.
Yeah, just imagine you're getting romantic with your man, all of a sudden just starts crying.
Chelsea, fail. I don't know what I do.
You would have been like, "Oh my gosh, how cute, he's got feelings.
No,
this is awesome."
No, fine. Not.
Suck it up, you gotta get some work done down there.
Not.
You know Colton from The Bachelor's gonna cry his first time.
He probably will, but he's cute.
Out of embarrassment.
Oh, so it's okay for him to cry, because he's cute, but not me.
Wow. Come on, you're like a brother.
So I cried because, a little bit of context, look, I'm 28-year-old virgin. I just gotten married with my wife, Janet. And not like her expectations were through the roof. Anyway, but, you know, there was flower petals, rose petals, if you will, all throughout the hotel room because we got married in Cabo San Lucas. And I'm allergic to roses and flowers.
Oh, that's a fail.
So that's why I just started crying. For that reason, not because I was emotional. Not at all, guys. It was just because of the allergies.
Mm-hmm. Your face is all swollen. Like, "No, baby, it's totally fine. We can totally do this."
It's the moment I've always been waiting for.
Mocoso. It's a moment like this. Start singing Kelly Clarkson. No, I didn't, guys, right? Can you be Brian's romantic fail? Stacy from Trabuco Canyon, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Stacy. You think you can beat Brian's romantic fail? What happened to you?
Yeah, and unfortunately, it happens more than I'd like it to. But I don't know what it is. But every so often, when it's that time, my boyfriend will get like those really bad leg cramps or the spasm in the bottom of his foot.
Oh, I hate those.
Tell me to banana.
Charlie horse, right?
I don't know if it's, you know, certain angles or whatever it is, but he literally will have to like reach around and grab his foot because it hurts so bad. And if you've ever had that cramp in the bottom of your foot.
Oh yeah, and your toes like seize up a little bit.
Yeah.
The worst part is too is that it's a double whammy because it hurts, but it also makes you feel so incredibly out of shape.
You just remember
it does.
Out of shape you are.
And so he literally will have to like lay in bed and like stretch it out. And it's just like, all right, thanks.
Stretch. Yeah. Stacey, I know exactly how your man feels because this just happened to me a month ago. And my question to you is, though, how do you react to it? What do you say to him when that happens? Because I'll tell you what my wife does.
I mean, we have so much fun together. So like, I just laugh. Like, I mean, I'm not upset about the situation. I'm just like, I just laugh because it happens so often. And I'm like, get it together. Like, stretch it out before we get it.
Yeah, hit an elliptical or something.
Yes, that is the worst thing you could do. That's exactly what my wife does. She just starts cracking up to the point where she's crying laughing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, really?
And it's
that's
like, how do you come back?
You don't, Chelsea.
It's like, do you want me to go get you a walker? Can you get downstairs?
I know.
Stacey, we love you. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Your man's pain. So we stretch now and eat a banana. All right. Denise from North Hollywood. Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
She sounds annoyed. Hello.
She's so annoyed at the romantic fail, Chelsea. Denise, can you beat Brian's romantic fail? Screaming like a little biatch because of his dog.
Let's hear it.
So I'm in the kitchen. I'm cooking dinner, making a salad. I'm chopping up ghost peppers. And my husband comes up to me all cute, trying to be all romantic. And so I get a little carried away. And I immediately grab his, you know.
Oh, shoot. Ghost peppers. I see where this is going.
So he starts like getting super uncomfortable and like runs away to the couch. And he's like, doesn't know what to do with himself. So needless to say, he was just on the couch with ice between his legs so for like 2 hours.
You basically set his junk on fire with ghost pepper juice.
Oh. I did. Oh, no. He was so mad. I was like trying to make it up to him, like trying to kiss him. And he was like, get off me.
That happened to a homie of mine, but with Hot Flaming Cheetos.
That happened to me with a Tiger Bomb once when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah.
I pulled a hamstring in a basketball game, and I like rubbed some on my hamstring because like, it was trying to numb it. Then I even washed my hands, okay? Yeah. Then I went to go to the bathroom, and it's a slow burn. It takes a second. So I made it like halfway out onto the court, and I was like, what? And then I'm like moving around trying to get, I'm like, why do I need air up my shorts? And then like the rest of the second half of the game, like everything just felt like it was on fire. Like sweat, everything burned. It was the worst.
Side note to anybody who goes over to eat dinner at Denise's house, just FYI how they prepare their meals.
Yeah, right?
Yes. Warning to everyone.
Denise, thanks for calling in. Love you, girl. Have a great week.
See ya.
Chelsea, can you beat the romantic thing?
Oh, man. Mine's pretty bad. So I was dating a guy for about 3 months, and we decided, it was getting pretty serious. We decided to take a trip out of the country to go to Central America, to this like little sleepy surf town in El Salvador. And it was like this fantastic trip. 3 days in, you know, we had a little place right on the beach. There was, you know, you could like, the ocean breeze was coming
in.
You
hear it from your bed.
Yeah, exactly. And we had this moment. So obviously we're like getting heated. We're in the bed and, you know, all of a sudden, it hits me, and my full body just goes into a complete cold sweat.
What?
And all of a sudden, I feel my stomach just like curdling, and all of a sudden, I feel nauseous. And he looks down at me, and he's like, "Are you okay? You're like so clammy." And I can't even answer it. I run to the bathroom, and it came out both ends.
Full evacuation.
Yeah, it was bad.
There's no recovery from that right now.
You guys got real close on that trip.
Sure did.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.